Our Lady of Grace homilies are brought to you by a generous parishioner who encourages you to join in prayer for mission churches worldwide. Explore the Frontiers of Faith podcast for further insights into these missions.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. Because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Each one of us has our own personal dreams and goals and ambitions in life. What's interesting about the person of Jesus is that despite being someone who is clearly very driven, despite being somebody who accomplished very great things, he very rarely uses this language that we use so often of dreams and goals and ambitions. Jesus says in our gospel today, "I did not speak on my own. The Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak." He says similar lines over and over again about how he does not come to do his own will, but the will of God the Father. Jesus is acting out not his own dream for his life. He's acting out the dream that his heavenly Father has for him. In a way, in doing that, he is living out his own personal dreams and goals and ambitions, because he and God the Father are so closely united that those dreams and goals and ambitions are one and the same. Similarly with Paul and Barnabas, it says, "So they went, sent forth by the Holy Spirit." Not going where they had planned out to go, but going where they were sent. Not living out a mission that they had thought up for themselves, but a mission that they had received. This kind of message may seem a little bit different from what the world tells us. The world that tells us we ought to live out our own personal goals and dreams and ambitions that we have thought up for ourselves. But really, the way that Jesus lays out for us is so much more beautiful and powerful and adventurous. This idea that our true destiny, the path that is going to make us most happy, is not something contrived. It's not something fabricated. It's not something that we have just made up for ourselves. It is something very real, something that has always been real, something to be discovered. And not just something to be discovered like a buried treasure that we have no map to, but something that our Heavenly Father deeply wants us to discover. Something that our Heavenly Father, who loves us, wants to give to us. The greatest gift that we could ever receive. This day, no matter who we are, whether we're in kindergarten and the future seems something very far off, whether we're seniors about to graduate and the future is right in our face, whether we're somebody already living a vocation in a committed way, we know that the path, the destiny that our Lord wants to give us is truly the one that will make us the most happy. That our true path in life, the dream of our Heavenly Father for us, is what is most real. It's not something we have to fabricate for ourselves. All we have to do is receive it.